you don't have white friends? Oh, you should definitely get one. It's cool, man. He has a dog and a bicycle. I know, just like the ones on television. Not much of a dancer, though. I know that babies are cute, too. I'm going to adopt one to feel better about myself. Take it out with me when I go shopping and stuff. I don't really want a kid, man. I just want to look fashionable. So if I had a white baby, I'd just keep it in the fridge and take it out when I need it. Oh, man. A couple of babies in the fridge. I know, I'm kidding. You've got to put them in the freezer. Otherwise, you know, they get soggy and they lose their shape. I'm kidding. I like white people. I do. I really do. I like white people. Look at you. You're beautiful. You're glowing. I like white people. I do. I really do. I like white people. Look, man, I speak your language. I eat your traditional cultural foods. Weet-Bix, whatever you call it. That's great. I have to put chili sauce in the milk, but it's wonderful. And you know, that's white people's contribution to civilization. I guess. Breakfast cereal. And you know, there's no shame in that. What did Muslims invent? Just boring stuff like, you know, mathematics, science, numbers. But hey, you know, it's not a competition or anything.
CKUW Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music, Winnipeg's collectible record store at 245 McDermott in the Exchange District. We have the largest vinyl selection in the city, both new and used, as well as an eclectic selection of new and used CDs, from Parliament to Hawkwind, Johnny Cash to Black Flag, Animal Collective to Run DMC. We've got music for everyone. If you are just starting your collection, ask about our collection cornerstones, items in stock that we think are pivotal to any good record collection. Into the Music also features live in-store performances, online contests, and more. Check out our website at intothemusic.ca for details. That's Into the Music, 245 McDermott in the Exchange.
Welcome now to CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music, concert and club listings for Winnipeg and the surrounding area. The Entertainment Guide is heard three times daily. Well, it's quite the weekend. This Friday, the West End Cultural Center, a dynamic double bill happening, featuring Will and my own personal savior, Mr. C.R. Avery. Yes, that's this Friday at the West End Cultural Center. And then Saturday at the Pyramid Cabaret, it's Hatcher Briggs. Yes, Winnipeg's first family of rock and roll, Hatcher Briggs, playing the Pyramid Cabaret with very special guest all the way from Vancouver, Wendy Bird. Yeah. And what do you know? Hatcher Briggs, I hear they're in the neighborhood. Maybe they'll stop by CKW Studios sometime soon. Keep your fingers crossed, kids. Also this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Bella Vista Restaurant, our old pals Hillbilly Burlesque will be holding court. Yes, all weekend, Friday and Saturday. Both kinds of days. And coming up at Aqua Books in a while, Wednesday, November 30th, to be exact, it's the Patti Smith Songbook. Yes, with Aqua Books songwriter in residence, Claire Morrison, along with Rio Bear, Lizzie Burt, Haley Kerr, and Kristen Burkle. And is there anything else going on you want to know about? Oh, Spy versus Spy. Along with This Hisses and The Electrics featuring Greg Arcade. Along with the Rock Doras, are Rockin' the Pyramid Cabaret, Friday, December 9th. That's a sexy spy-style dance party. $7 if you come in costume, or $10 without. It's put on by the folks at Rag Pickers and us here at CKW 95.9 FM. And that's going to do it for the Entertainment Guide tonight. If you want your event listed in the guide, please drop by CKW. Email us at ckw@uwinnipeg.ca or call 786-9782.
Twang Trust. You play really good music on your radio show. Austin Reed, you are a great guy. I was Googling myself one day and I noticed that you played my songs on your show, and I was so grateful because I love the exposure. Oh yeah, I was just so grateful because I am the passionate and objective Joker fan, and I listen to your podcast, and I really like the fact that you play my songs on your show. Yeah. Stu Reed, you're the greatest guy in the world. Stu Reed, I am your favorite singer-songwriter, aren't I? Come on, at least put me in your top 10. Oh, Stu Reed, you're such a great guy.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu. Yes, it's Wednesday evening once again. It's currently 6:08 in the city. That's what the fancy DJs say. Yes, you've stumbled upon a show we like to call the Twang Trust. It features both kinds of music, Black Friday and Chartreuse Wednesday. And tonight, oh, what a good day for you to stumble in. We've got special guests. They're setting up in the studio even as we speak. Yes, indeed. I will tell you about them in a little while. It's a bunch of guys that are playing this Saturday at the Pyramid Cabaret. You won't want to miss it. And we're going to give away tickets to the show tonight. So stay tuned. I think we're going to have some fun tonight. Sit back and be prepared to rock and or roll.
kicking at the curb with my worn out shoes. And I keep running into strangers that say I know you. And I don't wanna be a proud man, just wanna be a man. A little less like my father and more like my dad. I wanna hunt like David. I wanna kill me a giant man. I wanna slay my demons, but I got lots of them. I got lots of them. Try to keep my conscience clean. I try to keep myself out of your bad dreams. I try to wash my hands for you every night. Oh, lest you find my strangling fingers wrapped around. I wanna hunt like David. I wanna kill me a giant man. I wanna slay my demons, but I got lots of them. I got lots of them.
Bit of spooky blues to open the show tonight. That's a fellow by the name of Noah Gunderson and a song called David. And I heard that song last night in the wee hours. It was in the latest episode of Sons of Anarchy. Quite a pivotal moment. And the song suited it perfect. And yeah, what a show. Only two shows left this season. And you can't watch it in Winnipeg. You have to download it illegally if you want to watch it. It's very, it's just annoying, but well worth your time. Yeah. Hey, welcome. It's the Twang Trust, kids. And we're here, and our special guests, the Hatcher Briggs fellas, they're warming up right across from me right now. I'm watching them. They're setting up. The whole gang is here. And we're going to get them to play live. We're going to talk to them. And hopefully they'll have something interesting to say. And if they don't, it doesn't matter. We're going to give tickets away to see them this Saturday. They're playing this Saturday at the Pyramid. They haven't played since our big Fun Drive show back in February. So they're itching to rock. And they're going to start tonight here live on the show. So stay tuned for that. But until then, here's a song. We played this last week, the same song, but by somebody else. We're going to play the same song again this week. I dug this out of the archives today on account of one of the guys who's singing on it. Not the main guy, but he's singing some background vocals. He was talking about it on the internet today. You know, we got this Rolling Stones reissue of the Some Girls album coming out. And there's all kinds of groovy stuff on there, some old tracks that have been refurbished a little bit, and such is, you know, and there's the big deluxe $1 million version, which if you're looking for a Christmas present idea for me, yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. But this fellow was reminiscing about some girl's album, and he mentioned having performed this song at the Winnipeg Folk Festival with Todd Snyder and Ola Bell. We're talking about good old Tim Easton. And I, in fact, actually videotaped that particular song. So I dug it out of the archives. I put it up on YouTube, and we're going to play it now for you just for fun. It was a wonderful moment. One of my favorite covers I've ever heard ever at the Folk Festival. It was just a hoot. Todd Snyder was singing it, and Ola Bell was in the same workshop, and they just kicked right in behind Todd, no planning or nothing, and sounded completely seamless and wonderful. And we're going to listen to that same thing now, just prior to hearing a couple of those unreleased things from the deluxe version of Some Girls. But here he is with his pals Tim Easton and Ola Bell. It's Todd Snyder on the Twang Trust.
Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station, and the preacher said, "You know you've always got the Lord by your side." I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To meet a girl, now it's kinda late. I figured by the time I got there, she'd be off with the next truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner, a little bleary, worse for the wear and the tear. A girl was far. All I had to do was send $200 check or cash money order to the Sacred Bleeding Heart for Jesus Church, located someplace in Los Angeles, California. And next week, they'd say my prayer on the radio, and all my dreams would come true. So I did. And the next week, I got a prayer for a girl. Well, you know what kind of eyes she got. You're down on your luck, and you can't harmonize. But get a girl with far away eyes. And if you're downright disgusted, far away. If you're down on your luck, Pretty girl with far wee eyes.
Hey folks, this is Tim Easton, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Your daddy drank himself half to death when he was 39 years old. But I hope you don't think I feel like a father to you. I wanna tell you, I miss you so much, you're a thousand miles away. I'm at the wheel of my car and I'm coming on home to you. Lonely hearts, they're not made to break. I got no spare parts, got no change. Honey, I ain't accustomed to lace. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through. I take the 10 to fiend, he's been to somebody. And a bite at the greasy spoon. Took a turn off night, I should have stayed only in to stay. I was lost in the real, my map was kinda out of date. I saw the lights of Marfa, I guess it was a scenic route. But when I had to change a tie, I'm glad I wore my western boots. Gonna fall in my loving arms. I've been so hot to see her, I set off the fire alarms. Yeah. A lonely heart, a thing I'm made to break. I got no spare parts, got no heart to change. Honey, I ain't accustomed to lose. If I always find a way to get through. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get a baby. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through. If I want something bad enough, I always find a way to get through.
Well, there they are, the Rolling Stones, doing the old Freddie Boom Boom Cannon chestnut, Tallahassee Lassie. And that's from the new deluxe reissue of Some Girls coming out next week, I think. Doesn't it? I think so. And before that, another one from the same package. We heard that last week, too. But it's a good one. I'm loving that one. It's called... Where is it? I can't find my list. Oh, there it is. It's called No Spare Parts. Yeah. And at the top of the set, Todd Snyder live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2007, backed up by Ola Bell and Tim Easton, doing Faraway Eyes from that same fine album. And now, as we switch over to the room across the hall, we got Winnipeg's first family of rock and roll.
The Carters.
It's David Briggs and his brothers from another mother. John, is there a John?
Is there bound a John to be. There's a John.
John is here tonight.
All right. There's Jeff, there's Don, there's Paul Hatcher.
No, there's no Paul.
There's a Paul. There is a Paul, but he's not here.
I am not Paul.
No.
But we
call him Ken.
We do have Ken, we do have John.
Yes.
And wow. It's always a thrill, guys.
That's what our mother says.
I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay.
And hope it sounds good, and we'll fix it on the fly.
So do I.
Ever hopeful.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Western wind, when will thou blow? Small rains down can rain. Christ, if my love were in my arms, lie in my bed again. Western wind, when will thou blow? Small rains down. Christ, if my love were in my arms, I in my bed again. Western wind, when will thou blow? Small rains down can rain. Christ, if my love were in my arms, I in my bed again. Western wind, when will thou blow? Small rains down can rain. Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I in my bed again. Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I in my bed again.
Hoorah! Hoorah!
Thanks, Steve.
That's swell. Wow. Now, what's that, a new one?
Tell us, guys, where that came from, because I don't know.
Actually, it is a good story, actually, about the lyrics.
Well, it's actually very, very old, so it's about 500 years old.
Wow.
In fact, it's an old... there's a very old poem. It is from about 500 years ago, and just whatever, reading through this and that, it looked like a perfect... perfect lyric for a song, and we just put it to a perfectly simple little melody.
Little melody, yeah. But it's an anonymous poem?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you get to collect the money off some guy who's never going to know.
That's right. We're rolling in it.
We're like Wall Street. Without the laughs, of course.
Well, the Hatcher Briggs folks are here, kids. It's on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM, and y'all are playing the Pyramid Cabaret this Saturday.
Saturday night, yes.
We haven't seen you play since the big Fun Drive show back in February.
That long ago? Yeah, February, I guess, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
of this year?
The Low Pub. The Low Pub?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
We should get together more often, though, than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I hear you actually do, but you don't allow anybody to see you.
Unless it's a neighbor without their key.
No, we're all slowly turning into Howard Hughes.
Ah. Now, I did get something in the mail the other day, a new recording. Actually, speaking of old songs, a new recording of an old song of yours.
Yes, yes. Which one did you get?
Well, there's more than one? Goodness. I got Getting Quiet Now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
we just recorded that.
Well, our latest recording batch, we decided to do a couple of tunes that from back at around the same time, like 1982, 83, that never did get great recordings.
Yeah, we had to give them their due, we thought.
Each of those songs was supposed to be on an album at some point, and it didn't happen. So we thought we'd just kind of catch up with those. The next thing we'll do will be some more current material. But it was nice to get those kind of off the drawing board.
So you're basically ripping off the Rolling Stones. I just played the same stuff from them.
It's come full circle then.
But no, it's great to get those old songs because, I mean, they're amazing, all that stuff. Boy, it's, you know, I was on there's a Facebook group that I just joined a few days ago. It's called, what is it, Manitoba Music Museum. Or something.
I just learned about that a couple of days ago.
That's the first I'm hearing about this.
It's pretty neat. It's I mean, most of it is, you know, guys from the 60s talking about the Guess Who and Guess Who related things. But you always see, like, when people post all kinds of old photos of, you know, bands from, well, anywhere from like the 50s up till, you know, 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's very Guess Who centric. You know, Burton Cummings will post some photos, and you can just hear this collective ooh from all the old bald men in the city. but every once in a while, somebody you'll hear a name like Sneakers Ultra Pop or something.
Sneakers Ultra Pop. Actually, I saw the website a couple of days ago. I was at a music store, and they queued it up for me. And well, actually, the Fuse's EP is on there too.
Oh wow!
And and there are a lot of, like, the legendary, 60s and...
That's a great idea.
Bands. But I saw a bunch of bands from the 70s and bands I didn't really know because I wasn't living here then, but a lot of local bands from the 80s. And after that, I guess some of them were from the 90s because I didn't recognize their names at all, which would be consistent with my absence from the city for a while. Yeah. But, it was kind of leaning heavily on the 60s, as Stu says, but as you say, Stu. But I think it's probably the... It was launched by nostalgia, but I'm sure that more modern stuff will catch up with it.
Oh yeah, well I uploaded a couple of Fuse type things.
My man,
and people started talking immediately, and Danny Cassavant was on there saying nice things about you.
Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. Last time I saw him at the fundraiser at the convention center.
Oh yeah.
In the wintertime.
Right.
And. Or for the Graham Shaw came back to town and played a show. One of those...
He borrows your 12-string.
Danny usually borrows one of my guitars when he's in town to avoid having to carry too many guitars on the plane. Anyway, we're all getting lost in nostalgia here.
Yeah. Well, how about another tune?
Yeah, let's do it. Which one?
Speaking of old, Before the Fall.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, you want to do the top part now?
I'm there.
And can.
And who was I talking to?
What's the story?
China, kissed the wife and across the sea. I left the lap of luxury, and I met a man who told me he could walk upon the sea. I met a man, he said to me, he said the hand.
before the fall.
Another great one from yesteryear. That's got to be one of your older ones that you continue to do these days.
Yeah.
And it sort of had its different arrangements throughout the years, too. I know, similar to the new version that you've done of Getting Quiet Now, I noticed you amped up the high lonesome factor on that one considerably.
Yeah, there's a bit more of a baritone twang in there now, isn't there?
And the one you just did there is, I recall the first, well, I guess, I don't know if it was the first recording of it, but the 80s recording featured the accordion, way back then, which was way different than how it started out.
Yeah, no, it used to be just, it was all guitars in the beginning, I remember.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, it has gone through a few mutations.
There was the Six era, right? So it was,
yeah,
all guitars all the time.
That was a Six era song. And actually, there's no recording of it, but Wendy and I used to do it in Vancouver, too. Post Blue Shadows, Wendy and I used to do it before the fall. And then, of course, it was all guitars then.
Yeah.
And speaking of Wendy, special guest this Saturday, all the way from Vancouver.
Let's talk about Wendy.
Yes, let's talk about
Yeah.
Darling Wendy Bird, yeah, for all the listeners at home who know about Wendy and her CD, Natural Wonder, she's coming into town again, as she did for last year's Pyramid Show. She'll be flying in Friday night, and
playing with us on Saturday,
yes.
Very cool. Now,
We love it.
Now, she put out a record called Natural Wonder, I guess a little over a year ago, made up totally of Jeffrey Hatcher compositions.
She did.
Are we ever going to hear like Wendy Bird compositions?
Wendy says I played with her at the San Francisco, the Hardy Strictly Bluegrass Festival last year, and she played it again this year. And I didn't go. But I remember on the plane down there, we talked about songwriting the whole way down because she's nervous about flying, so she wanted to talk about something. So we ordered a couple of drinks, and I said, okay, so let's talk about it. We'll do songwriting. So we talked about that, and I did ask her about songwriting. And she just said, I don't know, I just don't have... She's one of the people who says, I just don't think I have the twist. I did that, how to turn a prosaic sentence or phrase into music. And I think she does, because I think anybody does. It's just a way. It's just a way of like just there's a certain swish you can throw, I think.
Right.
So I think she can, and she's also a really good guitar player, but she hasn't played for a long time. She played guitar all the time when our band the Sugar Beets when we played in Vancouver, but then she just she wants to be great. That's the thing, you know. She doesn't want to be pretty good. So she's a beautiful singer. So she'll do that. So and to be a really great guitar player, she has to play all the time. I mean, I'm doing all her talking for her because she's not here. But that's what you get when you're a real perfectionist. Yeah.
So what does she do out in Vancouver? Does she do music to any great degree?
She actually does music all the time.
She does quite a bit, yeah. She does quite a bit.
Well, she plays with she has a...
The High Bar Gang.
The High Bar Gang is a bluegrass band with her and her husband, Colin Nairn, from Barney Bentall's band.
Okay.
And Barney is also in the band. And Sherry Ulrich is in the group.
Yeah.
And I don't know everybody else who's in the band. I'm sorry, I don't. But it's about seven people now, and
I think they do play quite a bit.
Oh, they play a lot. Yeah, and also Barney does the Caribou Opry, which is a touring show, which is a touring group of like a lot of musicians.
Yeah. I think Stu's probably seen that here in town.
We've actually had them in the same room you're in right
they
now.
They were in here.
They were.
The Caribou Opry was in here.
It was.
I didn't know that.
And like 2 years. 3 years ago, maybe.
Well, yeah, they have toured toured the country a few times. Otherwise, they tour BC a lot. Sometimes go to Alberta, and I think I see a Junkhouse sticker there. Tom Wilson played with them last year sometime, and all kinds of people played with them. Yeah,
it was a huge hoot to have them in here, boy.
Kendall Carson plays fiddle.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
Barney, Dustin, his son.
Dustin's in the band too.
Ridley Bent was there.
I think Ridley's coming to the show Saturday. By the way.
I hope so. He should.
Really, I have a ticket for you. Wendy sent me an email asking if we could get you in.
Yeah.
This is social networking.
Speaking of Ridley, hi, Mika and Juliet.
Yeah. It's a radio show. It's a social network. It's the Twang Trust.
Anyway, that's a long answer to the short question about Wendy. But Wendy is coming to the show. We love her dearly. We wish we all lived in the same city.
Yeah.
So last time you played the Pyramid, which I guess was about the same time of year last year.
Yeah, it was November, earlier November, but it was November.
You had a couple of fine opening acts with you. Is it just you, or is there anyone else on the bill this Saturday?
No, it's just us. We thought about having other people too, and we couldn't quite get the right kind of chemistry together. And then we realized we had so many songs that maybe we should just do two really long sets and just start a bit earlier.
And try and do some quieter stuff too, some acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And drag out the pedal steel and all that for the first time.
Well, let's say some of the audience is getting older, so we're thinking that maybe we'll take it easy on them and play some slower songs.
Very nice.
I mean, we're older, but we can play faster. We just can't dance any faster than we used to. We don't have to. They do.
Will there be canes or walkers at the merch booth?
Only in the lost and found.
That reminds me, bleep this if you have to, but when the Blue Shadows toured with the Rankin family.
Are we on a delay here?
Speaking
of walkers and canes.
No, I don't think this can't hurt anybody now. I remember when the Blue Shadows toured with the Rankins back in 94 or 5.
Cue the litigation.
The Rankin sisters, the darling Rankin sisters, Raylene, I think it was Raylene who said that Jimmy had made a joke about their audience being older, like way older than them, way older than the band, and he described the crowd rushing the stage as the blue wave.
And it's almost
they wouldn't mind me saying that.
No. But it won't be quite that brutal this Saturday, I don't think, at the Pyramid Cabaret.
No.
But it is darling to see this. Some of them can't see very well anymore, and they rush the stage, and they're whacking into each other. And
well, that happened in the 70s, too, in the 80s. So I'm not sure it's an age-related thing at all.
Maybe it's just band-related. Huh?
Hey, speaking of the Blue Shadows, Jeff, I remember a while back you sent me a line about having recently written a song. There was a bit of an ode to our fallen pal, Billy.
I finally wrote a song about Billy, yeah. I don't have it memorized yet, so I couldn't do it tonight. But I'll come back on soon and do it.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that.
It's called Crazy Man.
Well, that's the perfect title.
It's for you.
Yeah, it is, really.
And we'll be doing a couple of Ken songs that night, too, by
absolutely,
the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ken put his album out just a while ago.
It's called Mid-Century Modern. Will you be doing any Neil Young covers on Saturday?
Not this time, no.
No, you were busy this past weekend at Times Change.
Times Change, yeah. It was a wonderful night. Yeah, yeah.
We were all there.
Played the whole album, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good.
Thanks again for being brilliant.
Yeah, it was great.
It was
really nice.
I'd have been there, but I was in Fargo seeing Roseanne Cash that night.
Oh
well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Suffering again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an all-star band for sure.
Well, it's kind of turned into that now. We probably should have been a six-piece band way back in the day.
Because
it's great to have all the instrumentation now. All the keyboards, and the variety of keyboards, all the guitar players, all the singers we have now.
Steel guitar, yes.
And when Wendy comes to town, we've got about five singers.
Yeah, lots of singers.
No, we got about six singers. Ken's singing that, too. Yeah.
Which is always fantastic, the singing.
So when's the last time Donnie played saxophone on stage?
Tell us, Don. I think a lot.
I dragged it out one day when we did the Crescentwood thing.
Well, I remember that.
Did you play it, though?
No. We just looked at it.
The thing to behold.
That's a saxophone thing. Yeah, I played it. But, you know, the sax, I mean, it really is something you have to play all the time.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just,
it's probably as physical as it is musical.
Like they say, you know, they say, like, the piano's the great equalizer because everybody hits a piano note and it sounds the same for everybody. And the saxophone just isn't like that. It's like the violin or something. You have to, you know, it's the embouchure thing. And like you say, the physicality of it, you just build it up and you have to keep it going. And it's a commitment that's that apparently I'm not willing to make anymore. So I moved on to the pedal steel and...
I wasn't at that Crescentwood show. So the last time I've seen Don play sax was in New York in 1984.
Wow!
In short pants.
Well, in 84 we lived in Toronto, but Don lived in Winnipeg. But we played in New York a lot because we'd given up trying to get signed by a Canadian label. We just couldn't figure out how to crack that code. So we went to New York every few months for about a year and a half, and we set up a gig. And the six was a three piece at that point. And we'd fly Don in from Winnipeg with his saxophone.
No, you wouldn't fly me in. I would take the bus.
We flew Don in from Winnipeg, first class.
Sounds so much better.
Yeah, exactly.
With his saxophone.
Seven days later,
and
flight through.
A long flight.
And you could get across the border much easier.
Back
in them days, you could just bring your brother and your underage brother and his saxophone and just throw him into the trunk and go. But, can't do that anymore.
Keep your shoes on and everything.
And actually, Stu, that's the first... one of those New York trips was the first time we met Pat D'Anizio.
Oh, that's right, too. He was your sound man.
He was he had the Smithereens, but they weren't happening, you know, to the degree that they eventually did. And he was the sound man at...
That's right.
Folk City.
No.
Maybe not.
Something on 4th.
He didn't seem very happy about doing sound at the time, though, so...
And then 30 years later, there you are playing Don't Fear the Reaper with them at Times Change.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, just like we foretold it. I said to that sound in one day.
How about a little BOC tonight? Maybe not?
Oh, look at the time.
Well, I bet you got something in your bag.
Yeah, we do. We can do St. Enix or something else.
Something up.
Midnight?
What do you want? Do something fast? It's your show. How's the biorhythm of the show going? You want something upbeat there? We just did Before the Fall. Maybe we should do something. Maybe we should do Scenics. Yeah?
Sure.
And then.
That sounds swell.
That was once a part. upon a time, there was a girl, became a wife, took his hand, walked through this life, and in his eyes, she saw a world so fine. That was once upon a time. From Bradford boys to Ipsy men, they're walking down that road again. They're walking down St. Enoch's Road again. And once upon a time, there was a boy came walking down the road to me. On this world, and all that's been, it covers you, it covers me, covers all we can see. From Bradford boys to Whiskey men, they're walking down that road again. They're walking down St. Enoch's Road again. Yeah, they're walking down St. Enoch's Road again. Yeah, they're walking down St. Enoch's Road again.
From the album, Getting There From Here, that's St. Enoch's Road, by Hatcha Briggs, who are our special guests in the studio here tonight on the Twang Trust. They're playing Saturday at the Pyramid. Are tickets still available?
Yes, they are. They're going, but they're available too.
Will there be any at the door, do you think?
Or you know what? I mean, I think there always is. So, you know,
it's the Pyramid,
always try your luck, right?
They'll always cram more in there.
They'll always cram more in. Yeah. That's where all the fun is.
You never see cops walking through there anymore. I remember back in the day, they used to be there like clockwork every night.
Oh, really?
Nobody cares anymore, so yeah.
Nobody cares. God, I miss that.
Well, now that they know it's, you know, hangout for the blue hairs, it's like, yeah, they don't bother.
Blue on blue.
Yeah. Blue on blue, yeah. New CBC miniseries.
I think I have some pins left over from the big fun drive show, so I think there'll be free pins at the merch table with every purchase while they last.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. The Fuse, the Six, all those pins?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big beats. Yeah, those are great pins. I love those.
A purchase of what? You mean of tickets, you mean?
Well, no, of whatever. You got a CD. You got stock to sell.
We're selling merchandise, of course.
Team underwear.
I totally forgot about that.
You can't forget about that side of the biz.
There can be.
I'm going to buy a CD. I want those pins.
No nepotism.
So now that we just got this CD last year, but there's all this recording going on.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be sooner than later for the next one?
Personally, I think it will be. Because Don, I think Don's got. I think he's learned how to crack the whip as the engineer producer. I think he's got.
Got his drinking problem under control.
Didn't want to. So, okay, you said
that's
it.
That's your story anyway.
Too much information.
No, I think it will be sooner than later. I do think that, like Jeff is saying.
I am cracking the whip.
He is cracking the whip.
Well, what happened really is that the last recording was put together. It was put together over a long period of time without a plan of an album. It was a kind of a demo recording business, and
exactly.
then it stretched out, and then I joined in because I wasn't playing.
I'll tell you how far back, knowledge wise, we started. Paul and I both looked at the computer and weren't quite sure how to turn it on.
And now you have your kids to do that.
And now we have the children doing it, yeah.
Since we started, everybody had some children. They've all grown up, and they're all like assistant engineers now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be sooner than later, definitely. It's a faster process
yes.
now.
Now that we've all learned to do what Paul says.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It took so long
yeah.
for us to learn. 35 years later.
Yeah.
Wow. Just do what Paul says.
Yeah. But yeah, sooner than later for sure.
I figured there'd have been a sibling on bass by now, but you've
well, that was me, actually.
That's right.
Well, then it was Dave. Then it was
then
me.
It was, yeah.
I remember back in the day, you were a three-piece for a while.
The last days of the six,
yeah.
The last phase of the six, we were three-piece, and Dave was playing bass there, after Don having played bass before that, and I played bass after. We had a problem with keeping bass players. Yeah,
yeah, you were the Spinal Tap of bass players, for sure. Yeah. They exploded every couple of weeks. Do you ever keep in touch with any of them? Like, do they, is there a...
They're all here.
Is there like a 12-step program they all belong to?
It's the bass player's 12-fret program, one note at a time. No, we're not in touch, but not because anything newsworthy. They all live in Toronto. Well, actually, that's not true either. But actually, the bulk of them live in Toronto, or somewhere, not here. But they were our bass players while we were in Toronto.
Okay, we don't talk to them.
They're all over the place now. But we're just
we would take their calls.
We have heard from Gord Gervin, though, the Big Beat keyboard player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's he doing these days?
Gord is a school teacher in Oshawa, Ontario.
And music teacher.
And teaching music, actually.
Oh, you have to tell him about the Midnight Trains.
The Midnight Trains.
Yes, and one of his music classes he told me on Facebook, was thrilled to learn that he was had been in a band. And they researched his band, dug up the Big Beat album, or he brought it in for them. And they wanted to learn Midnight Trains, so they did.
Oh wow!
As a marching band.
That reminds me. I have to get a recording from him of this. I haven't heard it.
No. Yeah, that's funny.
That's super cool. I know. I know the video is up on YouTube, and his son has made all kinds of posts about it, about how proud he is of his dad.
Oh, his dad playing a band. Yes.
Yeah.
That's very sweet, isn't it?
Very nice. Yeah, very nice.
But that's it. I think as far as past members, because we've had a few.
It's been really stable ever since.
This is the most stable lineup. Yeah. When I moved back to Winnipeg, I walked into like the most stable lineup the band's ever had.
Yeah.
In fact, John's been with the band longer than I have.
I guess that's probably true.
Well, look, John and I have played together now since like '95, I think. You
yeah.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
The Ricardos.
Back in the Ricardos, yeah,
88 or 89.
Yeah, I think Paul stepped out of his truck and said, "John, you want to get in a band?"
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Basically
was
on the street.
And he's supposed to be back at the Bella Vista this weekend, but I guess he's got time off from Hillbilly Burlesque.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing, I know, this weekend.
Are you playing part of it?
Maybe some on Friday. I'm going to try and get down for a little
bit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but he's with us on Saturday, live at the Pyramid.
That's where you want to be.
That's where you want to be. It's where all the fun's going
to be. Oh, it'll be such fun. Seven of us on stage.
Yeah.
Wendy makes seven.
Yeah.
Thousands of instruments. To choose from?
Yeah.
And Paul making up the set lists.
Sweet.
Just like old times.
Yeah.
How about another tune?
Yeah, let's do it. Which one?
Big Wig. 10 minutes.
Were you saying Natural Wonder? Did you want to sing it?
No, let's do something we can get more singers on.
Okay. Never Hit or Made, then, if you want to do
sure.
that.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
And what keys it in C.
Yes. In G. Ready?
Okay.
Got it now, right?
We're going on this one, Steve? Never Heard of Midnight. One, two, three, four. The shot rings out, manless dead, pistol smokes. Graveyard calls the preacher man. I stand accused of a crime I did not do. Well, son, you know I sympathize with your plight, with your lies. But the midnight killing's done, and you're hanging for this day is gone.
right, all right, but I've never heard of midnight. Oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, but I've never heard of say midnight, how would you know? The souls tell tales 6 feet below. The preacher man, I know it's true. It's a crime I did not do. Oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, but I've never heard of midnight. Oh yeah, all right, but I've never heard of midnight. Oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, but I've never heard.
Yay. Yay, it'll sound like that, but with a lot more noise at the end. This Saturday night at the Pyramid Cabaret, Hatcher Briggs, Winnipeg's first family of rock and roll. I think you should get t-shirts with that line on it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
First family of rock and roll.
Well, we'll sell out those first t-shirts first, and we'll move on that idea.
It's got a bit of that Osmonds feel to it.
That's true.
That we always look for.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming down.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
you.
It's always a thrill. And, you know, I don't know if anybody, every once in a while I mention it, but the theme song to this show that I've been doing for like 12 years.
The Last Ones?
The Last Ones, yes. It's an old ancient ditty of yours, which you recorded and released for the first time on this latest recording here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it was the same idea as the Getting Quiet Now, which is... You know what? We have the ability to sort of do justice to a bunch of different material now. So you pick the good ones and you try and hit the nail on the head. And when you do, you put it out.
And, well, gosh, they're all good ones.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good ones. There really is. And they all deserve their moment.
And you'll hear them all this Saturday at the Pyramid.
At the Pyramid.
With Wendy Bird. It's going to be fun, kids.
Yeah. John Neal, Ken Pinchin.
All good-hearted people will be there.
And the rest. All good-hearted people.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming by, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
One of the guys on the Facebook, on the Manitoba Museum website, brought up this song. He mentioned that he thought this was going to be your big hit. It was all over CJUM back in the day. It came out, I guess, after the EP. The Kids Can't Go Home.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't very good.
No. Now, when's the last time... I know when Paul Canton hired you guys to play his wedding...
Oh, we played it then, didn't we?
Yeah, that was his stipulation, that you had to do that.
That's right, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Funny.
I don't think you've done it since then.
I don't know the words.
I don't remember. I remember doing it that night.
I think we did it... Yeah, I remember doing it that night, yeah. Because he wanted... He asked for it. I do remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. 1996.
Kids Can't Go Home? Don't know it? Don't hear it? I think Stu might be playing it.
I have it. I
feel a segue coming.
Yes.
Or happening, I should say.
This is, I'm not sure where this happened. Do you remember? This was supposedly the final Fuse show, at least the final Mark One Fuse show.
Oh.
I mean, this is a live version?
Yeah.
Because we did it in the studio, did we?
We recorded it in Larry Wanigus' studio.
Larry Wanigus' studio, yeah.
In Edmonton.
Yeah.
He went on to manage Katie Lang and...
And the Blue Shadows.
And the...
And the Blue Shadows. Yeah, yeah. And Big Sugar and somebody else now.
Mm-hmm. But when we first met him, he was blah 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 of the University of Alberta.
He was booking the bands, or
the entertainment director or whatever the title was at the time,
and running the
and he ran the studio. Bedside. No.
Homestead Recorders.
Homestead.
And the nickname was Bumstead instead. So that became the name of his company.
That's right.
Everybody called it Bumstead instead.
So that's where the actual recording of it was back way back then in Edmonton.
Yeah, that's what they played. I remember listening to that on CJUM, and you know, I'd have my tape recorder sitting by my radio to tape it whenever it came on.
That's how it was done.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
But this is apparently your last show as the Fuse. Now, where did this take place?
Oh, that'd be
the
Native Club.
Was it?
Yeah.
The last time we played?
It'd be the Native Club, yeah. Which is now Korean Senior Citizens Home.
Mm.
As we predicted.
How appropriate. we're taking the Wayback Machine all the way back to 1979 with the Fuse. It'll sound like this, just with less hair, this Saturday, the Pyramid Cabaret.
Oh, 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 oh windows down with our phones, shaking all over. That's what happens when you say goodnight to me. Bring the sound from inside of me. Backbone, I got the shakes to my knee bone. We must have a backbone, shaking all
gorgeous thing. I saw 10 times better than we are. This is one of the first songs we ever wrote. You remember this. Go to it.
Sad eyes, but I can't sad. I don't wanna see. I mean, a smile, you better stop what you're doing, 'cause you're wasting all my time. Standing in a spotlight, fantasize, and now you're looking for someone who can sympathize. I put the dude on the cardboard, royalizing all you got are those sad eyes. Sad eyes, crying rain, sad eyes, looking for someone to blame. Sad eyes, why don't wanna see you inside. Stop what you're doing, 'cause you're wasting all my time. Standing in a spotlight, fantasizing, now you're looking for someone you can sympathize with. Like the dude on the carnival, you're all your eyes. All you got are those sad eyes. We'll be right back. south side. But I don't want to know your talking size. Chance your eyes, call the lovers, find your eyes. Got mean hands and heart like ice, and I see through your outside. And the nights up also hard and fast. You got caught still living in the past. Lost the love of the cut through your eyes. Lock my love on outside. Let's go to tell us I'm sitting down, and maybe I've been fine. Go on, rip it up. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rock it up and ball tonight. You got my baby, so don't be late. Pick her up, play my 88. Shine all night till you get on. You start jumping, I'll have them all. Go on, rip it up. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm about tonight. Just let it set, go man, go. Yeah, I got it, I love so when I'm ready. Let me see, I'm ready. Let me see, I'm ready. Let me see. Rock and roll. Thank you, goodbye. Thank you, goodbye.
And that was it for about, oh, I don't know, a few months anyways. They got back together again. Don't worry. But yeah, the final Mark One of the Fuse show there, live at the Native Club. Remember the Native Club, kids? I did see the Fuse there once. I saw XTC, opened up by Sneakers Ultra Pop, and then I saw 999 and the Dickies there. It had to. I snuck in. It was the Fuse show I saw was a social with Popular Mechanics. I snuck into that one. I was underage. I couldn't do that stuff legal-like. But what fun it was. We heard a whole bunch from that show. We heard Kids Can't Go Home, Shaken All Over, Sad, Sad Eyes, the big hit single, and Ready Teddy there. And it'll sound like that, just with less hair and a little slower, this Saturday night at the Pyramid Cabaret. Get your tickets now, or get them at the door. And Wendy Bird's going to be there. We'll listen to a track from the Wendy Bird record in a little bit. We're also going to hear that new version of an old Six number called Getting Quiet Now after these messages from our sponsor. And we will also take phone calls if you want to go see the Pyramid Show. We've got some tickets to give away. 774-6877. Call now.
Hey, Dave! Dave! Do you want a party? Well, if so, be here, CKUW, Sunday nights, midnight to 6 a.m. in the morning, or Winnipeg Arena is on fire! I'm your host, Johnny Sizzle.
What?
You need a rock shirt. You need a poster. You need everything at Wild Planet, making weird seem normal. Best selection of rock and film merchandise in the universe. Wild Planet, 217 Osborne Street at Confusion Corner in the Village. Wild Planet.
Drinking myth number 17. You can drink and still be in control. Alcohol impairs your judgment, which increases the likelihood that you will do something you'll regret, such as having unprotected sex, being involved in crime, damaging property, or being victimized by others. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
Wasting all that time, but it's getting quiet now, just like it sometimes will. The night has got no right, ought to be so still. Bent backwards when the rain was falling, trying to drink it as it fell, so we'll be dry. Having such a good time when it's getting quiet now.
got no right how to be so still. It's getting quiet now. Sometimes it just will. It seems we've got no right how to be so.
Brand new music from the Hatcher Briggs boys here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. They'll be at the Pyramid Cabaret this Saturday if you want to go. I still got a few tickets left. Give me a call, 774-6877. They'll be joined this Saturday by Wendy Bird, and here is the title track to her album that came out about a year and a half ago, full of Jeffrey Hatcher compositions. This is Natural Wonder.
Saw the moon fall just before dawn. She's a real one, a natural wonder. Later on you can say you loved her. And just like the dawn, well, she was gone. The wildest winds, now they're the lucky ones. Go anywhere they please, it all feels like home. She's the true, the natural wonder, the twister kicking up the dust of summer, moving the very ground you're standing on. Santa Ana, you're coming again, sands in the glass. They may need me, but something is wrong here. They can use me, but I'll never belong here. I'll leave it to the wonder of it all. Santa Ana, you're coming again. Sands in the glass, all gone with the wind. Ain't it now? That I should wonder. You saw the sunrise just this morning. You saw the moon fall just before dawn.
Title track to the Wendy Bird record of all Jeffrey Hatcher compositions, Natural Wonder. And thanks to Jeffrey himself and the rest of the gang, Dave and Don and John and Ken. Who else was there? Gosh, this room was full. It was great fun to have the guys coming by. Huh. Going to be fun. Saturday night, Pyramid Cabaret, Hatcher Briggs. Yes, indeed. It's a great weekend of music. Not only do you have a great show to see Saturday, there is a show you got to see Friday, too. It's always a must-see when C.R. Avery comes to town. And C.R. will be at the West End Cultural Center this Friday. Wow. It's been too long since we saw C.R. through town last. He was at the Park Theater last time. I guess it was about a year ago, thereabouts. And did the big rock show at the Park Theater. This time around, he's coming through on his own in solo mode. No, normally you would think, oh, well, it's not going to be that good. But CR has so many facets to him, different configurations he plays in, and every one of them is amazing. And solo is just another one. It's amazing. You got to see this guy. If you've never seen him, his records are neat, but you don't really get a sense of what he's all about until you do see him live. But what can we do? What can we do? We can play something from his albums. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear a few things. And now, here's something. I think we played this last week, but I love it to death. So we're going to play it again. I don't know if he's going to be hawking anything new. Last time he had a video and a book. I haven't heard if he's got anything new up his sleeve these days. But this is from a thing he put out a while back called Hobo Erotic. Basically a collection of live recordings and bits and pieces, some radio bits. And this is a little thing called My Bad.
This is a little different. This is a three vignettes under the same rooftop for your listening enjoyment. Blind man leaves his house for Kenneth Kane. Almost causes a major accident in the downpours of rain. He's grabbed by his sleeve by a rookie cop, ordering the blind man to stop. He says you gotta be more careful, son. Puts his hand on his belt next to his gun. He says I'll let you off with a warning this time. Pulls out his ticket pad. Oops, said the blind man. My bad. Well, Linda, the housewife, was very bored. Her husband was away on business, receiving some work-related award. She called up Larry. Said, something's wrong with my stove. It's over at Melinda's house. Larry drove. In the kitchen, they started getting along. And then said, I'm sorry, Larry, I can't do this. I'm just lonely because my husband's gone. But Larry slammed the door when he was leaving. Just to show Melinda he was really mad. Oops, said Melinda. My bad. Now, Carlos was just 17, still in high school, working at the local Dairy Queen. The next man in line stood in front of Carlos, looking at the ice cream order inside. He said, give me a root beer float. Then this remark jumped out of his throat. He said, this is a good job for a Mexican runtin', but I'm surprised they got you working up here in the front. Carlos said, as they'll make this crystal clear, I don't need to stand for the racist shit just because I'm an employee here. He looked up to the heavens and said, God, why do you put racist people on this earth? From this guy here to every other SUV driving Harvard undergrad. said, God, my bad. Silhouettes of town hall clocks, smokestacks of gray, illusions of grandeur, they're always on display. I'm walking the wrong way down a one-way street. Bikini kill on the rise, and the boys they say just blame it on the heat. Back and forth in my mind, the situation has tossed and turned, but I always take to the wind. Smoke in my eyes from the campfire last night, the crackle and burn. Set things off physical this year. See the aerobic instructor with the sweat-stained armpit. Ah, motorcycle mamas and papas, selling leather coats that pray to God would fit. On the graffiti wall, 14-year-olds are tagging over your name. I'm willing to keep a secret, but not carry all the blame. Busy bees and horny toads, and of course Picasso's horse, but I always take to the wind, and then I'll return with an unearthly. My forehead purple and gold. Don't brag of your adventures unless you're willing to break the mold. I got stopped on my way to the mountain. Now I just can't find no peace. I can't love two women at the same time, nor hate the one that loves you the least. I'm just sleeping by the getaway van, while somebody in the distance listens to Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. But I always take to the wind. Whatever happens, just remember me to one who lives there.
Yeah. Winnipeg. This is Lucinda Williams' brother, C.R. Avery. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay warm.
Well, it won't sound a whole lot like that Friday night at the West End Cultural Center, but I just wanted to play it. That was C.R. Avery and the Boom Chasers from their record Midnight Gold Mining, and a little number called Live a Little. Live a Little. Get out this weekend. Go see C.R. Avery Friday. Go see Hatcher Briggs Saturday. Go see Hillbilly Burlesque at the Bella Vista. Go to Times Change. Go do something. Live a little. Yeah. C.R. Avery before that from his record that is somewhere. It's got to be somewhere. I just played it. Oh, there it is. Magic Hour Sailor Songs. It was. We heard from that. Slave Lake Blues. Oh, love that one so much. This was the first record I ever heard by C.R. Way back when he was opening for Scott Nolan at the West End and blew minds all over the place. And then he hung out at the Bella Vista and he played Times Change and gave CDs away for nothing. And he's a swell fella. He'll even play your living room if you want. Go see him Friday night, West End. And his old pal will be there too. It's a double bill technically. So entertainment abounds. Only 2 hours tonight. Boy, we're getting out of here soon. We did 4 hours last week. Did you know? It's crazy. I haven't put it up on the web yet, but I will soon. You can always check out twangtrust.ca eventually all the shows get up there. Well, most of them anyways. You know, what do you want for nothing, right? But yeah, you can check out like 5 years of past shows at twangtrust.ca. Go to the podcast and action section. And set lists and all kinds of fun is there. What's next? Let's take it down a little as we ease on out of here. Al will be here shortly to get you wrongly wired. But yeah, I was mentioning to the guys earlier, I was down in North Dakota. I was down in Fargo this weekend. Went and seen Roseanne Cash play in the Fargo Theater. Pretty sweet gig. I saw her last summer at the St. Paul State Fair. And she had the full band there. And it was a great show. And then this past weekend in Fargo, it was just her and her husband, John Leventhal, performing as a duo. And it was a treat to see both incarnations. And the set lists were just all over the place. She did a lot of songs from the list. But she, besides the list stuff she did, it was all over the place from the time I'd seen her before. And played a bunch of John Hiatt songs. She's got a bit of a history with John Hiatt. She does. I thought we'd play a couple of things here. As we fade off into the sunset on the Twang Trust, this is originally released on the second volume of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Will the Circle Be Unbroken trilogy. They did three of them in the long run. This comes from volume two. It's the one song that John and Roseanne did together. It's a John Hiatt composition entitled One Step Over the Line.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Randy.
Five, six.
One, two, three, four, one.
Baby, don't apologize for taking me one step over the line. When I touch your secret skin, babe, I know it ain't no sin. I feel you starting to give in. Now let's go one step over the line.
Thank you.
step over the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One step over.
It's one small step for mankind.
One step over.
One giant step for us.
One step over.
Come on, girl.
Roseanne Cash, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, Roseanne Cash and John Hyatt there. That was John Hyatt's Pink Bedroom, originally on Roseanne Cash's album Rhythm and Romance. A fine version. Those are the two Roseanne-John collaborations that she didn't do in Fargo. She did the other two when I seen her. And a bit of a surprise, actually, on both of them. But we don't have time to tell you all the stories about me hanging out with Roseanne and John. Just cross your fingers that you win the little item that I brought back from the show when I put it into one of the prize packs in February for Fun Drive. Just cross your fingers you get that thing, because I'll be jealous of you. I'm giving it away. I ain't keeping it. I should, but I'm always thinking of you. In fact, I still have another pair of Hatcher Briggs tickets. If you want them, they're still here. They gave me tons of them. 774-6877 if you want to go see Hatcher Briggs Saturday at the Pyramid. One more pair to give away. And as we wander off into the sunset, even though it's 5 degrees out still, it's amazing out there, and it's going to be 7 tomorrow. Christmas is on the way. And you know we love the Christmas music here on the Twang Trust, and we got super excited when we found out our favorite all-Christmas band has a new record out. It's called You Ruined Christmas. It's the latest record from the Yule Logs. Yes, the Yule Logs. We love the Yule Logs here on the Twang Trust. And this new album is great. We're going to hear a cut from it now. It's not December yet, but so what? We love Christmas music that much. Don't worry, though. We like the Christmas music that's a little off.